Please take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. And bring your awareness into your body, focused on your heart and on your base chakra and on your feet, please. And as you bring your awareness into the high heart, I want you to open your high heart and connect in with universal life force energy, the organic life force as source energy flowing into your body. And with your next breath, please breathe that all the way through your physical body, allowing that source light and energy to permeate every single cell of your body, every layer, all the way down into the subatomic and the adamantine particle levels of your body. Just allow that energy to permeate and work through you. And with your next breath, please open up your central column of light. And please quickly extend your central column all the way down into the crystalline core of Gaia, into the beautiful high heart crystalline core of the planet. And bringing your full awareness, I want you to tap into the totality of her crystalline core. And as you do, please breathe up that energy through your central column, through your Earth Star, and all the way up into your high heart. And you may feel quite a bit of spiraling happening from the outer edges of the sphere that is her crystalline core, as they spiral up through your central column. There's actually a level of movement that is actually new. It's a spiral more than just a complete draw up directly. It's both. And you can feel the spiral as it's coming up through the crystalline core. And as it comes into your Earth Star, see it, sense it, feel it, or just trust and know that it's happening. And the different layers of your Earth Star, as this energy hits it, there's circles within circles within circles, all starting to spin at different rates, different speeds. And as your Earth Star is continuing to spin the discs within discs, the circles within circles, it is starting to feed in from this spiral from the crystalline core of Gaia. And you can see how different layers, different levels of information is starting to move through your Earth Star. And as it does, it is funneling up through your central column and literally into the bottoms of your feet. Boom! Your bottoms of your feet are chakras as well. They're quantum chakras as well as physical chakras. And we're going to open those up and clear them out even more. Your feet are foundational. And you may actually feel like there's many, 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 many layers of your feet as well that are getting cleared, that the energy is moving through, that the information is ciphering through. And if you were to expand your awareness, if you were to go down into your feet chakras and really move into those, you would realize in our linear thinking, in the way that our brain perceives, your feet chakras can be as large as the Milky Way galaxy. They're huge. And so as the crystalline core energy from Gaia moves up through your Earth Star and moves through those rings, there's all kinds of, they're spinning on the horizontal, rings within rings within rings, and they are bringing up and purifying information and energy through her, and they're moving it into your feet chakras. This is a whole nother level of clearing within the foundational. If your feet are tingling or burning, it'll only be momentary. So just breathe through it. This clearing going through your feet and your feet chakras are moving through the quantum levels of your experience, of your fields. Some of you may be experiencing what I'm experiencing, and it's like I just dropped into the vastness of those chakras. It's like my body, like I went through an elevator almost and dropped through, and am now sitting or experiencing those chakras simultaneously. And I'm just watching things light up in those chakras, in those quantum levels. Just drop into your heart and see if you can tap into that at all, happening within your own experience, within your own vastness of who you are. Again, this is working at the foundational level as we move further along in the ascension into the new and next phase. We are clearing the foundational pieces at a whole new level and preparing. This is preparing to step into the next level of the ascension. Clearing out the foundational levels within the feet chakras. But also those chakras are multidimensional quantum chakras as well. So it goes well beyond just this experience. Take one more beautiful, nice deep breath, please. And you may start to feel a pulsing coming up a little bit stronger from the crystalline core of Gaia, breathe into that, there's, it's like, well, it looks to me like bubbles, like massive big bubbles. Like if you're underwater and there's a huge bubble that just has a lot to it, coming up through your central column. And this is going to bypass the feet and go directly into the base of your body. And as it opens up, as that bubble of energy like pops, it's going through your base chakra, which also is a very large multidimensional space. And so you may feel almost like Alka-Seltzer bubbles or a bubble type energy in that part of your body. And you may feel waves of it because there is bubble after bubble after bubble after bubble after bubble coming up from the crystalline core. And it's like coming through water ready to release and go into your first. And again, we have been working on collapsing those chakras. So this is just a point of reference. It's going into that part of your body. Boo! It's really quite fascinating to watch. I've never seen the crystalline core do like bubbles coming up through water. This is a new experience. This is much, this is different. It's a different frequency. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And just go ahead and bring your awareness back into your high heart. And we're going to extend our central column out through our crown, through our galactic star, up through our sun, through the galactic sun, and the suns behind the suns, the Rishik suns. You may be getting a little bit dizzy. I know I am as I'm going out through the center of the Rishik suns and beyond out into the cosmic heart. But moving through those suns, there's a lot going on. But bringing our awareness into the cosmic heart, universal life force, source energy, wow, beautiful. Just allow yourself to be in that space of the cosmic heart. You may still be present and feeling and experiencing the bubbles of light coming up from the crystalline core. And simultaneously feeling the cosmic heart. The experience of moving out through the suns is different for me. I've never experienced it quite the way I am right now. There's It's almost as if there's a refining of those, the energy coming through those Rishi suns. And again, these are the suns that are behind our sun and behind the great central sun. And with your next breath, please draw forth the energy coming from the cosmic heart down through your central column, through the Rishik suns, through the great central sun, the Rishik suns, our sun, all the way down into the galactic star. Down through your crown, through your pineal and pituitary, all the way down into your high heart, allowing those energies above and below to merge in your fields. And as they do, there's another explosion on the horizontal. Those two energies meeting and expanding in circles within circles out through your field. Those are expanding on the horizontal. Wow, I'm starting to get dizzy. Take a nice deep breath. Those rings that expanded out from the center of your high heart, where Gaia's energy and the cosmic heart energy met, they went out like water ripples. And the centermost ring, if you will, it's almost like the rings of Saturn, for trying to give you a visual. And that the most inner ring of energy is bigger than your body. And then there's the next one and next one and next one and next one. It looks like there may be 12 or 13 different layers there. And they're starting to spin on the horizontal, and they're starting to spin on the vertical at different... Wow, just breathe into this. Trying to describe it, but it's whew. Some rings are spinning much faster than others. Some are spinning diagonally. And they're telling me this has to do with time, with the way in which we experience time. Time isn't real. It's a linear construct that is part of the binary. And we are shifting quite strongly out of regular time. Do not try to understand this with the brain. That'll take you out of your high heart. Just recognize that this is helping to break through, release the stronghold of linear time. And they're spinning in all kinds of different directions and spin rates, velocities, angulation. Just breathe. We've still got the bubbles coming up from Gaia. And now I'm starting to see what would be referred to is the white diamond and the platinum diamond and even the blue diamond. Is there a blue diamond? There's a blue diamond. They're saying, yes, there is. Encodements starting to come down through the crown, through the pineal, and dropping into the high heart. And as they do, they're moving into this circular ring experience that's going on around us. And these codes are spinning on their own orbits, almost. Orbits, that's a good word. Wow, and there's probably 100 encodements coming in. There's a lot. And they're all moving into their own orbit. Literally, that's the best way to describe it. And still spinning. They are spinning within and those rings. Wow. So those diamond codes that are, they literally look like diamonds to me, are going into a specific orbit and they're spinning just themselves. And they're lighting up in beams of light going directly on the horizontal. And it's almost musical. It's like a symphony light show. The codes are dropping in. They're going to their own location within whatever orbit. And then they're doing a vertical beam of light above and below, like a line of light going directly through your energetic fields. And they'll light up and then it's like notes. They're different colors. We've got the platinum, the white, the blue. Those are the colors I'm seeing light up, but it's as if we're watching a musical instrument because they're doing it. Wow. And now they're starting to bring in pink diamond. Boom! Had to clear the pathway for those to come in. They're very high frequency. And those are now starting to move into their own orbit. Really fascinating. Just breathe. Again, this has to do with moving beyond the constructs of linear time. And this is working on your personal clock shield. To help prepare to move into higher streams of consciousness where linear time no longer exists. Boot. Now we've got some emerald colored diamonds coming in. We've got purple. We've even got red, or a level of red. Those are really short, meaning the beams of light don't go far, but there's a lot more red showing up now. There are almost as many red as there was everything else, and they're doing maybe 1/10 of the length, and they're short sparks. Again, I think this is a well, it's a clearing of where you're locked into linear time. Take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. You may feel quite a bit starting to go on in the back of your higher mind, back of your head, and in the ascension chakra. You may start feeling quite a bit going on down the nervous system, and if you see, you may see the vagus nerve starting to light up. Your feet have finally stopped receiving, and those layers, those chakras are now starting to... or my perception of them are starting to come back into your normal feet chakras. So I'm being shown that current upgrade is complete. Beautiful. There's just a couple of you that still have those red sparking. But that's almost complete as well. But the white and the platinum and the blue and the pink, and the green, the green's a very small number compared to the blue and the pink and the white and the platinum, silver, platinum. The codes have completed coming in. They're still sparking through their own orbits, but the actual encodements for this are... have been received. Wow, that's fascinating. If you were to look from above, straight down on that horizontal, even with all of the other spheres still spinning, you can see the geometry, if you will, that is starting to come to life. And they're showing me, it's like your Pleiadian aspects, your Arcturian aspects, there's, you're being, those aspects are around you right now, literally encircling you. And I'm, I'm quite sure there's others. And we have very large, magnetic specialists. I can't think of the species name at the moment. Sorry, I'm just watching all of this. The mantis, there they are, sorry. The mantis beings, the very large green mantis beings are coming in as well, working on your electrical. Wow. Quite a team here. Take another nice deep breath and just allow them to bring their expertise. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The mantis are here to help clean up the magnetics, and it's almost as if they're cleanup. They're coming in and helping speed up the unraveling of the old binary, and preparing you to actually step into the next level. Energetically, magnetically. Beautiful. And just remain in your high heart. We're almost complete with the mantis and the Arcturian and Pleiadian aspects. And the sacred geometry that is being built or has been built, it's going from the horizontal to a vertical circle. But it's much, much bigger than your body. This goes out past your arm's length. So that whole, it's like a, it looks like a sacred geometry shield almost. But it's literally in the center of your body, or goes through the center of your body. It's not in front or behind. And it's not even spinning. It's almost, it's stagnant for a moment. And they're showing me, it's actually as if everyone participating, it's like it, that whole mechanism is getting ready to move out of your body and somehow interact with everyone that is participating in this activation, in this now moment. There's... And they're telling me it's like they're trying to bring everybody in sync. As a group, they're trying to bring you all in sync. Interesting. It's literally moved out of your body now. Still part of you, yet coming into much more of a unity experience with everyone on this activation. And it's as if it's trying to come into sync, but it's also a way in which to see where things need to adjust as a collective, but a collective that is working at this level. Interesting. Take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. You may start to feel almost like trickles down the back of your spine or your back, almost like little raindrops dripping down your back. Boot! Boot! All the information coming up from Gaia, those bubbles have also ceased. It's now just her beautiful high heart energy coming straight up your central column. And your first chakra was, is now absolutely beautifully illuminating. It's almost like a flashlight to try to see if there's any other locations that are still hooked in. And again, of course, that's a metaphor for the way that this energy is working, to just see if there's anything else that needs to be unhooked from the old magnetic at that base chakra level. And there is an absolute connection between what was going on with your feet chakras and your base chakra, as your feet chakras, we dropped into that very large quantum level. And it's almost as if those quantum level experiences, awarenesses, connections are what are going to be the foundation now versus what has been. They're saying another way to phrase that is that you're beginning to move into more of a quantum awareness. Your foundation becoming much more, instead of a physical 3D, much more of a quantum, as a way to interface with this reality. Beautiful. Take another nice deep breath and just really feel into your hips, down in your belly. Just feel into that level of your body. And the rings around you that were doing their own spin, that has now ceased. And those rings are ready to come back into your high heart, into the pinpoint stargate of your zero point. And then as they did, it was just kind of this burst of light. Beautiful. Again, this was a collective pulse, if you will, or a pulse, getting a pulse on where we all are within relation to shifting out of time. Wow. You may be feeling quite a bit going on in your frontal lobe and literally the front of your face as well might be tingling from that energy. There's a whole another group of diamond encodements starting to come in through your crown. And this is the platinum level, and there's also a gold diamond that is now starting to come in. And it's streaming straight down through. It's coming down into your high heart. And it's looping back up. This is interesting. It's looping back up into the ascension chakra. So it's coming straight down the central column, looping through your high heart, going back up and going directly into the ascension chakra. And these are gold, they're telling me gold diamond. Encodements, the same frequency band, if you will, or same origin, if you will, but they're gold. And as they sit in your ascension chakra, there is a lot happening within the brain circuitry. And there's, the best way I can describe this, it looks like diamonds or stars. And it's almost, it's coming out of your, the ascension chakra and coming out around your head, almost like a halo, is the best I could describe it. So it's out of your physical head, about an inch away from your head, but it looks like a halo with these gold diamond encodements that have gone through your ascension chakra and are coming back out as a halo around. Wow. Just allow this to anchor in. You may be quite dizzy or have already drifted off into an altered state as this is happening. And the encodements, they're not just stagnant. It's like they're moving circular around you in this halo. Beautiful. The encodements have stopped coming in from the crown. So those final encodements are going down through the high heart, looping back up into the ascension chakra, and then creating, it's a halo, but it's a halo that begins and ends, if you will, through the ascension chakra. But it moves up and forward above your head and back around circular. really incredible. Beautiful. And with that, if you'd like to bring your consciousness back up into the cosmic heart and go ahead and disconnect, you don't have to, but I want to bring you back into fully back into your body. So just go ahead and disconnect from the cosmic heart and bring your central column all the way back down into your galactic star. And go ahead and allow your consciousness now to go back into the crystalline core of Gaia and disconnect from that if you choose. And bring your central column back up to your Earth star. And allow your Earth star and galactic star to create a column of light between the two, fully encompassing you. And with your next breath, please go ahead and start wiggling your toes and opening your eyes, bringing your awareness fully back into your body, fully awake and conscious if you choose, wiggling your fingers, maybe even rubbing your hands across your thighs or on your arms, just bringing your awareness back into this physical vehicle that is our gateway through all of this. The physical body is the mechanism in which we will awaken. One more nice, beautiful, deep breath, please. Fully aware, fully awake, fully conscious. That halo of light is now a permanent part of, or at least they're telling me, very much could be a permanent part of our light body. Beautiful. One more beautiful, nice deep breath, fully awake, fully aware. And I want to thank you for being a part of this, especially since we were a representation of where we are as we continue this journey of moving out of linear time. So much like other times when there has been signals sent back, your participation at this level with this group is so appreciated and honored, and I thank you. Blessings.